I think that's a good thing. And then I have a question, because someone there said something about that Cayucas have a right in the land that the present sewer plant is on, and I just wonder if someone can explain that a little bit. I thought that belonged to Morro Bay.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Okay, with that, I'll close public comment. Mr. Keogh, do you have an answer for the public comment about ownership?
Yes, the current ownership of the treatment plant and property is, depending on which piece of property or asset you're looking at, it's basically 65% Morro Bay, 35% the Cayucas Sanitary. So they do actually own part of the property that the current wastewater plant is located on, and I believe also we share ownership of the old Hanson's concrete plant as well. So there's a number of parcels in there that the sanitary district does have ownership with the city on.
Okay, thank you.
Could I ask a question to Bruce? Hey, Bruce, there's a piece of property in the middle of the plant that is all CSDs, is that correct?
I believe that it's either jointly owned by the city of the district or owned by the city of Morro Bay. So the courtyard's actually owned by the city of Morro Bay, I believe.
Okay, and then there's the shed that's in the middle of, in the middle of the plant that I was under understanding that was Cayucas' property.
Well, what happened is that Morro Bay built a shed for the collections division on jointly owned property without first concurring with their partner. So we had a rental agreement with them for some time on we would clean or do emergency work in Cayucas with the city hydrovac.
Okay.
And I'll also point out, just so that you're clear, is that the outfall is also jointly owned by the city and the district. So the city has some equity share in the outfall, I believe 60-40.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item A, the consent calendar, is the approval of the minutes from our April 8th, 2015 meeting. I'd entertain a motion, a second, or any comments if anyone has any on the minutes.
I'll motion to approve the prior minutes as shown.
I will second that.
Okay, before a vote, I will ask if anyone from the public would like to give public comment on this item. All right, seeing none, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion passes unanimously. Old business, item B here. We have subcommittee updates and recommendations. We don't always have updates, and I know this meeting's a little shorter than usual, so do any of the subcommittees have reports from any meetings they may have had since our last meeting?
None from engineering.
Okay. Environmental?
None from environmental either.
Okay, and finance?
None.
None as well. Okay. Any public comment on old business? Seeing none, this is a receive and consider update, so we'll do exactly that and move on to new business. I think that's why we're here. So glad we got here fairly quickly. This is item C1, discussions and recommendations for future Morro Bay water reclamation facility. With that, I'll hand it over to you, Rob, if you're ready.
Pretty close here. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rob Leivick, Public Works Director, City of Morro Bay. We're holding this special meeting to discuss with you some recommendations that this board might have for moving forward with the project that City Council will consider at their meeting this coming Tuesday. And items that could be considered in a City Council resolution regarding that. The staff report on page 2 talks about a a list of items that could be contained in that resolution. We also have an updated simplified schedule that gives the major points with the project moving forward. And we prepared a PowerPoint presentation that I think John and I will tag team as to go through. And we'll start that now to bring kind of everybody up to speed today, although I think probably everybody has read presentation or saw the presentation that our city manager gave at the last joint meeting, along with the Cayucas presentation that they gave regarding their resolution 2015-1, where they suspended their working together with the city of Morro Bay at this point. So with that, we're going to go through a brief PowerPoint. I'll let you guys get situated so you're not twisting your necks around looking at this. So maybe we should change the order so not all the time these three guys have to have their backs to the board.
Keeps my back to the deck.
Or us. Or,
okay. Where we're at, we've talked about this many times before, a denied project by Coastal Commission. The communities went their separate ways, and we attempted to come back together recently. Moving forward at the... Excuse me? You're good? Okay, thanks. Moving forward, we know that Cayuga suspended their participation of working with the city with their resolution 2015-1. The city will continue to move forward and maintain a positive working environment on the project. The project is still intended to be a regional facility and could accept outside customers. And the city encourages the CSD to determine their future, but as we'll get into later, there's not an unlimited amount of time for them to decide on where they're going to be going to. And John, feel free to, if I miss anything, okay, to slap me or...
So far, so good.
Okay. going forward, the WRF will be a city-owned and operated facility. We will use appropriate technologies and designs based on the goals and as we move through the facility's master planning process. But the door remains open for the Cayuga Sanitary District to continue to have a regional facility. The facility's master plan will include a scalable facility that accounts for the CSD and other customers. We do have to plan for build out of the city's general plan and, you know, future residents that will be in our city also. But we need to make some final decision with who the customer base will be sometime around the beginning of the design build contract. We may have a little bit of flexibility moving into that design build contract because there will be a little bit of design first, but not much beyond that. The city will continue to reaffirm its project goals, and we affirm that the Morro Bay rates will still move forward based on the current studies, but we'll be working with our rate consultant to establish buy-in costs for future customers, as for the CSD and other future customers that may be in or out of the city. and we need to include the capital cost within the rates. So, you know, example of things that we'll be looking at is if the Prop 218 process moves forward into implementing the rates, Morro Bay citizens will be starting to pay a little bit towards those capital costs in starting in July or August, let's say. So as we move further out, the buy-in costs may get higher for those external customers. So they'll have to pay more upfront to equate themselves to what Morro Bay residents have already paid through the rates. And feel free to anybody jump in at any time, questions, comments.
I've got a quick one real quick. You talk about future buying costs for, let's say, a customer, say it's
kind of.
The question I had is, because you'd be receiving more monies in the future from these other customers, would it somehow rebate back to so-called legacy customers, i.e. the people of Morro Bay? Because they've been covering that initial cost early on. I guess, how do you restructure? Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow what you're saying. I don't have an exact answer for you. Our rate consultants will help us determine how that actually mechanically works. As we're not planning on changing the rates at this point in time. And we will need to revisit the rates through the SRF process as we get closer to needing to issue contracts. So that's a requirement of the SRF process.
Okay, thank you.
I have a quick question. I think you've answered it, but so that means that the Prop 218 work that you've already done, that's exactly the same. This decision by Cayucos will not affect that.
It will not affect it at this point in time. We do need to revisit rates as we get more precise costs for the project. So what we're doing with this Prop 218 is setting maximum rates. I'm still probably overly optimistic that it may not be a $75 million project, but we can always work towards that. You know, not make it as expensive as we have to. That is our goal also. We need to consider capital cost within those future rates. We've all seen this before. Just want to, refresh everybody on the Morro Bay goals to cost effectively produce tertiary treated wastewater, to reclaim wastewater for a variety of purposes. Not all those have been determined yet, nor probably have all the regulations been established yet for all the types of uses that can be imagined. Look towards some sort of on-site, we say composting, I think it's more general than that, some sort of biosolids, handling process on site. The goal is not to have to probably truck everything that we produce off site in its kind of raw biosolids form. Look towards energy recovery, be that through running microturbines with digester gas or having solar energy on site. Those are a couple of the things that we'll be looking at. Designing the treatment process for contaminants of emerging concern, very small trace organics, pharmaceuticals that we're now just being able to detect in wastewater, the nanograms per liter or parts per trillion level that we can now detect and that are present in the wastewater, designed for other city functions, which would be perhaps a Corporation Yard site out there also. If we're pulling the wastewater treatment plant off the beach, we've now just exposed our corporation site to the elements. We don't have that protection of the wastewater treatment plant, and it'll probably fall down of its own accord if we don't do something there. And to ensure that we're compatible with our neighbors as we move to a new site, you know, from architectural style, having buildings that are in the architectural motif, and making sure that we control noise and odor so that we're not impacting our neighbors. Customer buy, you know, we need to incorporate those capital costs in the buy-in. And the door remains open to CSD as a customer until sometime in the design build process. We'll have to, you know, make some decisions during the FMP and the CEQA NEPA process to include probably the maximum capacity and scale that back depending on who the customer is. And, you know, This date of late 2016 could, it depends how much risk the city wants to take, could push out further than that 2016 date. And what I mean by risk is we would have to absorb some design and perhaps, if we let it drift out further, construction costs while we're waiting for that decision to be made.
What happens if Cayucos decides after that they want to come in, or they have to come in by some mandate?
Then they're paying 100% of that expansion cost. So the site will be anticipate future growth, and we'll have some expansion abilities. We're probably not using the entire site for treatment plant processes. We're planning on, you know, having it be expandable. So they'll pay. So let's say we start construction and Cayucos says, we've decided now we want to join you. Well, there will be some contractual changes that will have to be made with our contractor to upsize that facility. There may be some design changes that may need to be made. So they would be paying 100% of those costs.
So you're not going to design it and build it as if they're going to come in? You won't build a facility big enough if at one time you'll have to change the design if they decide? You understand
what I doubt if we would get a permit to build half an MGD of extra capacity and just waiting for somebody to join us. I think we would have to have firmer commitments for that. I don't think we could get a coastal permit to build that much capacity. John might have.
Is this on right? Yeah. That's one issue. And the other is if the city's going to be pursuing a general plan update, and although we don't really know what's going to come of that, there's going to be some theoretical increase and capacity needed to accommodate whatever might happen out of that for reuse sites and such. So there's going to have to be some flexibility built into the design to begin with, and whether it's from that or Cayucos or other customers, through the facilities master planning process, we'll try to account for that. But at some point, there's going to have to be a decision made, probably in part as a result of what the general plan process is doing, partly as a result of what Cayucos might be doing at that point. But at some point, there's just going to have to be a decision on how to size this based on what makes the most sense at that time. Right now, we just don't know.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, in other words, you cannot just decide to build the plant. There has to be a customer to take up that extra space if you want to make the plant bigger.
Right. I mean, it comes down to a case of how much do you want to pay in terms of the sizing relative to who's going to pay for that. The idea is to the extent that the facility master plan allows it to be an expandable project, that's a good thing. To not oversize it, I think, is an important thing on the cost side. To the degree we know whether Cayucos would want to come back will be helpful in answering that. By their timeline, it seems like they feel like they can make some decisions about siting for themselves in the near future. Hopefully before we get to this point, we'll know a little bit more then.
Before, Jenny, you go, I want to just say, I think what Dale is getting at here is probably what we'll be deliberating in a little bit and providing those recommendations to you on how we want to proceed and what timing's important for us. Because I do agree, do we want to pay for extra capacity that may never be used and it just sits there forever and ever and current ratepayers pay for it and never receive benefit, or do we draw a hard and fast deadline and move forward? I think we'll deliberate about that here pretty soon.
Okay, so I had a related question. With regard to capacity, further on in your staff report, you mentioned that Morro Bay should be concerned about the future of the existing wastewater treatment plant if CSD cannot implement their standalone project on the same time frame as the city's. Continued use of the wastewater treatment plant may be requested by CSD alone. And that statement confused me because I thought that the California Coastal Commission had said that they're not going to continue to issue a coastal development permit to upgrade the wastewater treatment plant at the existing site. So once the new wastewater treatment plant is built, won't the permit for the former wastewater treatment plant be revoked? You're not going to have two permits going on at the same time, right?
They would, different permits.
He doesn't know. Because the reality is, the coastal, if Cayucas doesn't take care of business, they're not going to just let them dump their sewage to the sea. It's going to go somewhere. And the somewhere could be they have rights to the Morro Bay wastewater treatment plant. It's going to get treated. Now, whether they pay the fine or not, because they're out of compliance with their permit, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, the fact of the matter is it's going to get treated, Cayucas' sewage. Do you follow where I'm driving?
I understand, but aren't we going to be closing the old plant?
Not if they're still using it, because they have no other option.
I thought their option was they found some other sites and they want to go
alone.
Well,
what if they don't have that option at the point in time?
What if, these are a lot of what ifs that we have at this point. If they haven't completed construction of their facility or completed planning, that's, part of what Morro Bay has to think about as we move forward and encouraging them to think faster rather than slower about making that decision. So Regional Board will issue a permit for this facility that we have now that will expire in 5 years from the date of issuance. Mm-hmm. Whether they'll issue another permit for it, whether they'll administratively extend that permit, it's pretty speculative right now what they would do.
Well, has anybody been in touch with the regional board since the meeting last week?
No, not yet.
Okay. Rob, maybe Jenny's getting a few things confused here. There's two different permits. There's a wastewater discharge permit from the regional board that were under order. There was no permit issued from the Coastal Commission. They denied anything going there. That's a different entity.
I'm saying for the new development. They said that they wouldn't issue. I understand what an NPDES permit is.
Only if Cayucas does something that triggers the need for a coastal development permit will they be going before the Coastal Commission. If they could do something that does not require a CDP, they can probably operate it under the discharge permit from the regional board. That's my understanding.
No, that's not completely right. First of all, under the current joint powers agreement, that puts us in partners. That puts the Cayucas Sanitary District. First of all, they have the SSMP, the Sanitary Sewer Master Plans. They have to incorporate those because they're operating under a similar permit. Secondly, back in 2005, Wallace Engineering did a sewer system master update, and they did a flow study in North Morro Bay. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because my work product from Cayucas is mentioned in here. Okay, the problem that regarding capacity issue is that this all our flow studies are based on what Cayucas is integrated into the system. Okay, now what I feel there's the problematic thing about like whether they build one first. We're now again relying on Cayucas to do something. Cayucas Sanitary District had a study by WSC Water System Engineering, which said their first choice is to stay at the existing plant. That was their first choice. Their second choice was looking at CMC. Okay, so they're getting what they want right now. And as long as the longer it takes Morro Bay to build the plant, the better it is for Cayucas. They're getting their first choice. The problem that arises is that we as Morro Bay citizens take all the risk of the sewage that's going through their sewage that's going through our town. Now, this is getting off on a little bit of a tangent, but not really. In that sewer flow study, okay, one of the conclusions that came out from Cayucas was that by no means were they supposed to open up the bypass valve. The bypass valve on Yerba Buena puts sewage from Cayucas into the 6040 line. That 6040 line is in dilapidated condition. I mean, you can view the videos. And is pouring sewage into our drinking water aquifer. Okay? This needs to be addressed immediately. And as part of like Cayucas' delay, I feel that since the lift station 5 is in the city limits, and correct me if I'm wrong, all Cayucas has is two gravity lines going into the city limits. Now, as far as I know, that's an NPDS permit. Now, I think Cayucas is already got plans to use the Chevron property for their wastewater treatment plant, because they were given a permit to do a temporary wastewater treatment plant at the Chevron property. So there's a good chance that Cayucas is going to build, expand a plant, but that's going to take a CDP, okay? That's going to take a CDP. So whatever Cayucas does, they're on the coast, they're going to need a CDP. So I think we, as citizens of Morro Bay, we need to establish the capacity that what we're going to need. Now, this sewer flow study, if you look at it, it shows, like, for instance, 180 units right there at the old Texaco spot, right there near Island Street, of putting in houses, okay? And that's all going into that 6040 line. There is a huge amount of issues with regarding easements and the sewer collection lines of Cayucas in our city limits. We're taking all the risk. If you want to be clear for the public, that line is basically turned into a cesspool because of the leakage of sewage there. Okay? So we need to address that. Regardless if Cayucas is 40% partners or not, since they're not interested in going with us on the wastewater water reclamation facility, then we should treat them as customers right now. In fact, the flow meters, we should take over lift station 5 and start charging per gallon, because the property is not going to be used for a wastewater treatment facility. Just because Cayucas delays doesn't mean they're going to get a carte blanche and saying, okay, that's just like the gifting somebody for not being efficient. So we need to like start taking this public health issue very seriously, and we need to, in my opinion, we need to get a move on it. You know what I mean?
Well, and that brings up a question I have. I'm sure you've told us before, but is Cayucas, are they hardline plumbed into the wastewater treatment plant now on their own, or do we share a line with them as it comes into the facility in somewhere in North Morro Bay?
Both. We share a line, and then they also have their own dedicated line coming into the treatment plant.
But the dedicated line is connected to one of ours, right? Right there in front of the plant.
Currently, up until about, I'm going to say 6 months ago, the Cayucas force main ends basically at Vachon in Maine. So it turns from a force main into a gravity line, 15-inch gravity trunk line that runs down Main Street and then turns and comes down Atascadero Road to the treatment plant.
And does it pick up our customers along the way?
No, that just theirs. We have, on the east side of Main Street, we have a jointly owned line, which was the original line. Sometime in, I think, the 80s, they put the 15-inch line in for Cayucas. That line is jointly owned, and at Vachon and Main, there's a series of four valves that allows Cayucas to take sewage as it enters the gravity system and flow into the joint line. They recently slip-lined, or they installed, they pulled a pipe in from Vachon to about Island Street because they were concerned about hydraulic capacity, because they have spilled at Island Street in the past during heavy flows. So this gets them, there's a siphon there, this gets them past the siphon with a force main, but it basically precludes them from putting sewage in at Vachon because they can't tie the force main the way it is now. It's a pumping line. They have basically, they haven't officially abandoned it, but they're looking at getting out of that joint line, I think. But their statement to me, Mr. Kuhn basically said, hey, I don't want to give up any ownership in that line until we go through a winter storm event, and I know that the new force main that we put in is adequate for their pumping needs. So,
they use it for INI and storms. So
yeah, and as of right now, they can't even get into that line because their new pipeline pulled past the valves, and they didn't make the connection at the valves, if that makes sense. So mm-hmm. So currently, they don't have access to the 60-40 line. Everything's coming down their dedicated line.
And so what happens if there is excess capacity and it hits that 15-inch line?
They feel that they have gotten, when they did their hydraulic study, that they have gotten to the point where their critical point was at about Island Street. That manhole is very shallow, and that's where they would have problems. Rich would know the manhole I'm talking about. They've pushed past that, and so they feel now they're going to have adequate capacity in that 15-inch line for at least the foreseeable future. Now, if there's more growth at build-out, when they do their facilities master plan and all that, they're going to have to look at their flows and loads and see how that works out. If they come back to us, we'll take that data and incorporate it into the regional plan at Rancho Colina.
Yeah, because where I was going was if they had to use that or do use it often and we build a plant, we're now taking their flows no matter what because that's their safety valve. Okay. Interesting.
Also, I want to state, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce, but isn't there also a valve system near on the other side of the highway where they can divert flow from their second force main into the beach track?
The valve that there is a valve there, and you're correct. It we don't use it. It is possible to take water from one of their force mains and go down through the beach track. That is a city-only valve. So if somebody wants to open it, it has to be from the city of Morro Bay.
Okay.
The sanitary district, it's not a joint ownership.
Okay. All right. Rob, I think you had a few more bullets or slides.
Yeah, so as we just discussed, this is a very complex process that we'll be going through, and we should be, you know, encouraging Cayucos to make the decision sooner rather than later is, I think what we need to get through. We just discussed this. The city recognizes that they may wish to operate that wastewater treatment plant without the city in the mix, and we need to be prepared for that scenario. And I think might take a couple more people in the room to, you know, work on that portion of it. I think, you know, their legal counsel and our legal counsel will probably get involved in this issue also. And the reuse of the site is something we have to establish sooner rather than later, and it has to be considered in the context of that existing agreement that we have with Cayucos. We have to remember that they own, of the parcels that are for the wastewater treatment plant, the concrete plant, they are a 40% owner of those facilities. They're also an owner of the outfall line, and we just talked about the jointly owned line down Main Street that has some issues with it.
I can talk if you want.
Sure.
Okay. I'll just take over for Rob because it's fun to share. But what I want to talk about is sort of what happens now and what we're doing right now. There's a few things that are going on in parallel, and the next couple of slides will hit them. The first thing out there is the facilities master plan RFP. It's out. It's been out for a while. It's due this coming week.
And we also have under contract several things going on, a biologist, an archaeologist, geotech hydro work out in the valley there to determine whether there's any real problems with Rancho Colina beyond what we said before. So that's going on. We ought to have answers on the biology and the cultural in advance of the hydrology, that is to say sort of a summertime context. Hydrology, hydrogeology, we're looking a little bit farther out into the fall to get definitive understanding of what's going on out there. And then coming up, we've got some other RFQs and RFPs for the CEQA NEPA process. We're looking at that as an RFQ rather than an RFP, and the reason for that is because we don't have a project description for them to really cost out a scope. But we do want to have them under contract to be able to help figure out partly the scope, but partly a lot of the ongoing environmental and permitting issues. Want to get that on the street in the next month. One for program management. Right now, Mike Nunley and I are acting as interim program managers, so we want to get an understanding of how that will go. That may be someone else, and it may be us. That should get out fairly soon. And then ongoing, we have various things on the master reclamation planning effort. One of them, the facilities master plan, we're not quite there yet, but we do have Larry Walker and Associates under contract now to deal with understanding where the salt's coming from and how to deal with it. And as I say, the FMP consultant will be hired soon. And then we're also looking into what do we need to know and when do we need to know how to deal with the funding issues that might be available now, depending on how we frame this project. And we're working internally also with Kestrel informally, but want to get that a little more formalized to figure that out. And obviously, that's a major concern. If we have opportunities now, we want to take advantage of those. This slide came from the same presentation from the JPA, but it's useful because it's a very simplified version of the schedule. I think what we're looking at here is just the things that we just said, and it tries to get us out to the point where we've built the facility and get into the reclamation side. We can refer back to this, but it does sort of put it in the bigger picture context a little bit. So then the next steps coming up right now, completing those analyses I just talked about, releasing the RFPs, receiving proposals from the facilities master plan consultants, and then apply on the SRF side for funding and whatever other funding opportunities that we may want to look into that may have timelines or understanding what their requirements are. We, for example, the whole nitrate issue is something that we wanted to tie into if there's funding opportunities there. And so that, I believe, is an overview of what we've got going right now. A lot of balls in the air, and I think what you guys, the goal here is to get a little direction from you about whether that sounded right, whether there's things we want to drill down on a little deeper, and direction on some of the questions you've just asked and maybe others.
Okay.
Also, what we would like to come out of this meeting with is we, on page 2 of the staff report, we have a bunch of bulleted points there that we want to consider for inclusion into a potential city council resolution that they will be taking action on at their Tuesday meeting. So I want to make sure that we've touched on many of these points in the presentation, and see if you have any input that you would like to make on those points or any other points that we would like to add to that city council proposed city council resolution.
Sounds good. I was going to take public comment first because I see there's a couple people itching to talk, and then my plan was to work down the bullets and one by one and see what comments we had and if we missed any that needed to be added. So with that, I'll go to public comment.
Yes, Barry Brannon, Morro Bay. You were talking about the salt study, and I wonder if in the rate study for the costing, obviously when you have a user that produces more salt than average, you're going to have a bigger salt load on the system. My question is, will our pricing system for the sanitation be able to put a surcharge for salt for any high salt users, because that's That's one of the biggest costs down the line as to how to handle the salt. If you didn't have heavy industrial salt use, then your plant design changes quite a bit, and your cleaning up process for reuse gets less expensive. So my question is, in your pricing, will you consider salt?
Anyone else?
I'm Dave Buckingham from Atascadero, California. I'm also the city manager. I just want to take a second, and I'm going to have to run out to the police station to do something there. But first, let me just say thank you to the WRFCAC, the Wolf Pack, for your great work. It is not missed at all. I really appreciate it. And although I think this is my first time coming to listen in on part of your meeting, I've come to rely completely on the great work you guys are doing and the sort of the tactical direction from people like Jenny that we got when we were in Washington about, you know, go down to the EPA and talk to this person about future funding. So thank you guys for your great work. So I'm looking forward to sitting down with Rob and Bruce and Rick and John later this evening and tomorrow morning as we prepare the staff report for our city council that we've held off on doing until we hear from you. So what we all hear from you tonight is will define in a sense or certainly inform strongly the staff report that we likely produce tomorrow and then bring to the city council on Tuesday. From my perspective, sort of where we're going is first I sort of divide this being a former military guy into offense and defense. Offense is what we're doing with the new plant and defense is what we need to think about with the existing site. So let me talk about sort of offense first, not being offensive, but so we find ourselves in a situation where it is full speed ahead. We can move forward like we have been trying to do. And so that's my perspective is let's move forward decisively. My sense, all of these things are my sense sort of pending your input is we should move forward with the intent to build a Morro Bay owned and operated wastewater treatment plant and then water reclamation facility. We can master plan for a scalable site. 1.1 MGD for Morro Bay up to 1.5 that would provide possible capacity for Cayucas should they choose to join us. And we still want them to because we still think a regional plant is best for everybody. Go back to 1B, a Morro Bay owned and operated plant which has capacity for maybe not all comers but appropriate comers. We want to affirm our goals. They are our goals. We're going to affirm our goals for our plant. I think there will be some discussion this evening on rates. Our analysis is that, this is rough analysis, it's only been a week, but our analysis is that our rates are appropriate for where they need to be right now. That's the Prop 218 process that's going on. I would encourage us not to hit the brakes. And back up. This is an opportunity we have to hit the gas pedal instead of the brakes. So we believe that our rates support a Morro Bay constructed facility, even if Morro Bay has to go it alone, based on the moderately reduced costs of building, not significantly reduced, as you all well know, there's a bunch of sunk costs that we can't get back, but the moderately reduced costs and the about 10%, 12% cushion that were built into the rates that are out there on the street right now. We believe that at a maximum, rates would have to increase at a maximum 10%. We think it's less than 10% somewhere in year 6, 7, or 8 from now, not in this 5-year rate process. So affirm our rates. Help us set the appropriate buy-in for any future customers. Set the rates now. Once a Morro Bay customer starts paying on July the 1st at the new rates to support the capital costs for this new facility, whoever joins after that should share in those capital costs. So help us set the rates so that if somebody comes in 6 months or a year and says, hey, actually we want in, whether that is a future Morro Bay residential unit or somebody from outside the city limits, then help us set the appropriate rates for future buy-in. I believe that the costs for the new facility should have start to accrued in January 13. So the $600,000 that Morro Bay has, $595 and change that Morro Bay has spent to this point should be considered part of the capital costs of the new facility. So January 13 is the time to start accounting those things. From the defensive perspective, we've been focused on offense this week, figuring out how to keep this moving forward. But we need your help in assessing how best, what actions to take in the next. I'm sorry, I missed one key thing. What is the date that a future participant needs to commit to being part of this facility if they want us to build capacity for them? So my recommendation is we go through through the facility master plan with an idea of a scalable facility, 1.1 to 1.5. But at some point, soon about when we start design build, we're going to have to tell some design builder, build it for 1.x. What is that date? When that then becomes the no later than date for participation for anybody outside the city limits. And then on the defense part, what do we do about the current facility? We absolutely, I believe, should start taking action soon to ensure that the existing wastewater treatment plant can be decommissioned nearly immediately after the day that we turn the valve and the stuff starts running uphill. And so there is some good thinking that needs to be done and can be done, and who our allies can be in helping with that, whether it's the local or the coastal commission and a local coastal amendment, or other actions that we can take to ensure that 25 and a half acres that is partially shared by Cayucas. They're a 40% owner of about 15 of 25 and a half acres down there, that we can wisely redevelop those for the use that all of us envisioned and that the Coastal Commission envisioned when the permit was denied for rebuilding on that site. So how we go through that process in the 6 months, 9 months ahead, we'll need some smart minds like yours to help us. So thanks very much for your work, and I look forward to, I'm going to have to leave in a second here, but I look forward to getting all your great input from those guys right over there about midnight tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Buckingham.
I was just going to say, good thing you live in the same city as Rob, because you can beat him over the head and face.
Hi, I'm Marla Jo Bruton-Sadowski. Yeah, this is interesting, the turn of events on Thursday. It was surprising, but then again, not surprising at all. In my experience with Cayucas, they seem to disappear, and they're everywhere and nowhere, and this and that. So my concern, I suppose it's more for lawyers to figure out, and it's what Mr. Buckingham was talking about, is how do we assure, what are the allies, what allies do we need to be able to shut down that plant and turn it off, and Cayucas just have to fend on their own? This has to be taken up pretty pronto, I would say, because they're going to say, well, we have all the sewage, what are we going to do with it, you know? And you know, and as far as being on the offense on that, I think that we really do need, I don't know if it's even a special committee to look into that, to see what's the way, what happened. There has to have been somewhere in the past that this situation has come up, you know. I have a feeling if Cayucas is sincere about building their own plant, I have a feeling they'll try to get it done before we do, so that they can say that we were holding them back. I just know these people so well. They'll either try to get it done before we will do, or they'll wait and they'll try to hook on and leech on here, you know. So either way, they're not to be trusted at all. And I applaud what I'm hearing today for us to go push the gas, go forward. And I'm a little hesitant about how long we leave the door open for Cayucas to decide to come on, and that we keep paying extra expenses for studies that they have already told us they have no intention of paying for. And you know, that was my opinion when we began this, that they wouldn't pay for it anyway, so, you know, but we did it to show good faith, and that we were, but there's no good faith there coming back at us. And when do we learn that, you know? And maybe we've gone this far, you guys should continue a little bit more in that track, you know. That's the wise thing. But hopefully it'll be over soon. Also, as far as the facilities master's plan goes, I'm in favor of a technology called PERC plant, and they can build modules in their plant. And so that if you do need to add more capacity or different kinds of treatment, they can add modules onto the modules that they already have. So it's not a conventional Corollo-built plant with the oxidation and this and that. They can stick the parts in there that you need. And they have recently received a wastewater reclamation facility plant of the year from the Water Environment Federation for San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties, and they're on the short list for the state in with their technology. So I really hope that we're looking at them. That seems like a doable thing. If we have a company like that, it doesn't have to be them, but a company like that, that we go, okay, this is what Morro Bay needs, do it, you know? And the facilities master plan to me is more like the buildings for our workers and our garage and our vehicles and all that would be something the city more would be working on, and have showers for the workers, please. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I'll close public comment and get started here with our deliberation. And I think for the public commenters, we'll cover, I made a note to cover salts when we get to rates, and then appreciate the comments on PERC. I think that's a little out of our scope today on working on the resolution. I will note the comment was made that PERC's a technology, PERC's a company that builds MBR, which is a technology. So if we do have those discussions, it's in the context of the technology MBR, not a specific company. What I would like to do is work on this list, and since staff has prepared these as potential inclusions for their resolution, start with the first one and see if anyone has any comments or anything to add, and then work our way down, and when we get to the bottom, we can add any if some are missed.
I just had a quick question that really didn't relate to the list, but being that Cayucas pulled out last Thursday, we're having these proposals due on the 16th. They were supposed to be part of this review and an interview committee with us. Are they no longer participating in that?
That's correct. We issued addendum number 4, which basically deleted Cayucas from the RFP with their attorney's legal counsel's consent.
Before we get to the bullets, which I think is a really good idea, I heard a rumor that that Cayucas has $12 million. Their district has $12 million in the bank. Is that correct?
I don't know how much they have in the bank. I've heard at the town hall meeting, the board president said 7.5 in the bank, but I don't know what they have.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because I think it's germane to what we're going to be talking about in the bullets, and I guess we can wait until we get there, but it's obvious to me that Cayucas has been making money on Morro Bay as far as costs versus, I know they're charging their customers equivalent to what we're charging our customers. So it would behoove us to figure out how they got that money.
Well, so it's a good question. I hope we do tackle it further on the bullets. We have 15 bullets that are here in an hour, so that's 3 minutes a bullet, and I know we all talk a lot.
Okay.
So we're going to have to fly through these if we want to cover them all, and then there's some that we're probably going to add as well. So what I was thinking, Dale, before you get started is if we're all in agreement with some of these, let's just say great, good job, staff, and move on to the ones that we really need to tackle.
Mine is the Regional Water Quality Control Board was pushing for a regional facility, and now that we're on our own, what's going to happen with the Regional Water Quality Control Board? What are they going to say to that?
I think the city of Morro Bay is in favor of a regional water reclamation facility also. I'm not sure that any of us has the ability to force an agency to do something that they don't want to do, as long as what they want to do is legal. So I don't know that we can't hold a gun to Cayucas's head and say you have to come here. If their community makes that decision that it makes sense for them to go alone, I'm not sure that we can force that decision. Mm. I'm not sure the regional board has the authority to force that decision either.
Do you know if Cayucas has talked to any of the permitting agencies?
I don't know that.
Yeah. And so their attitude could change really quickly if they get a letter from the regional board saying, no, scratch that idea of going on your own.
Why is Morro Bay stuck on developing a regional facility at this stage of the game? Why don't we design for a 1.1 MGD facility from here on, and then if you have to change that, then the cost differential will be clean as to our facility versus a regional facility when you bring in another customer? Why don't you just take it right now, straight line, 1.1, and go?
Time out, because that's bullet number two.
So
if we get started, we'll hit that, and
okay,
and we can answer those questions and sort of stay on task. Is everyone okay with that moving forward? Okay. So bullet number one is plan for a facility with regional capacity. I guess it's bullet number one.
Yeah.
As well, it's one and two.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? Why is Morro Bay doing that at this stage?
Well, a couple of points on that. Contrary to what the Cayucas board said, I truly believe that there are economies of scale in building these things, and it's not cost-effective to build smaller facilities. It's more cost-effective for both communities to build a little bit larger facility. So we have some time to draw that line in the sand, to make that decision. It could ultimately be a Morro Bay-only facility, and the costs to delay that decision aren't extraordinary. We're going to be looking at everything with the facilities master plan. It's not going to change the master plan's designers that drastically to continue to hold them on until we have to make that decision. The other point is it still probably will be a regional facility in some point. We'll be taking on some county customers into that facility. I think one of them is sitting right in this room, Steve McElvain, the prospective site owner. With the wastewater line going right past the mobile home park, you know, as part of the, and there's an existing wastewater treatment plant out there. Well, we know the regional board's not going to have us have two wastewater treatment plants sitting right next door to each other. And, you know, with our talks with Steve is, you know, that's one of his desires in actually working with us on this property is to, I may be speaking for him, but to get out of the utilities business and to be able to be a, you know, have a regional facility that serves, you know, those 200 plus customers out there also. So in some small degree, it will always be a regional facility.
Well, and there's a level of risk aversion as well, because if we plan for a smaller site and then 8 months from now, Cayucas says they want to join again, we've just reset the clock.
No, I just wanted to say, I think we look at it as a regional facility. First of all, I think once we went to this customer-owner relationship, it doesn't be... They can sit back and watch. It doesn't really matter to them. Personally, I agree with Rob. I think you're going to see them back here soon enough. The ability to design the plan could be done such that some of these things could be in parallel if they decide not to go at the point in time and design things like digesters, clarifiers, and I don't know which process you're going to use yet, but they can be put in parallel to handle it, and they just pay the cost of the additional digester you throw in to handle it. To me, I think you move as a regional facility. I honestly believe that. I think they have nothing to gain right now by saying, yes, we want to go along with this. They can sit back and wait, because you put them in a customer position. Once you put them in that position as a city, that's where they're at. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. And maybe not everybody does. Sometimes I feel there's a little acrimony. I don't know the people in Cayucas. I don't know who sits on their board. But I do see them coming back, because at the end of the day, Morro Bay is going to have to sit down and say, what if they wish to use that plant going forward? They own 40% of it or whatever it is, and you're not going to be able to shut them off until their problem gets solved. But at the end of the day, I see it going back to it. I agree with going ahead as a regional facility and scale and doing the scalability issue. Sorry, go ahead, Paul.
Well, I think right now, like you said, when bringing on Rancho Colina makes it regional, so we'll just call it regional and not get into the specifics of who those partners are necessarily. It could be Cayucas one day, but it is a regional plan. I don't think anybody denies that.
Okay, go ahead.
These guys are playing hardball, and whether you like it or not, they have money in the bank. They have a facility that is already on the Chevron property. They have made a statement that they don't want to talk. And here, Morro Bay is taking an attitude saying, we are going to keep our arms open and our minds clear and our hearts pure, and you can come in any time. And that changes the negotiating stance that you're going to have to, the Morro Bay is going to have to deal with these people if they're going to come in. Right now they say they don't want to, and you want to be able to have negotiating advantage when you walk into a table to talk hard dollars. And the way Morro Bay is approaching this as a regional facility is that we don't have those edges available, or they aren't as apparent. If you start designing right now for Morro Bay, then that excludes them, and they realize that they are in jeopardy, and we are 1 year ahead of them, 1 year ahead of them in the process, and that leaves our existing wastewater treatment plant on the table. And you know and I know that Bruce is going to want to take his people up there and help commission the new one, and that leaves the old wastewater treatment plant a very negotiable item on our side, and especially that year. And if we concede a regional capacity at this time, that gives them more time to be able to negotiate, and we lose those chits.
Well, we're going to talk about the drop-dead date. When do we have that drop-dead date? And I think it would be irresponsible to establish right now that there's no regional approach. We have to allow for them to digest their decision, reach out to the permitting agencies that will affect their project, and let them do a little due diligence instead of us going alone and spending money and having to reset the clock backwards. It makes no sense at all not to approach it as a regional facility up into a date certain. And I don't know. Do we have a majority? I think we might have to do straw votes on this then, I suppose. I didn't think this first one would be so controversial. That's bad for the rest of them.
Well, if you want to take the first two bullets as the same, I think you can. And we could go to.
Can I just make one more comment on the regional concept? It seems like a lot of funding sources now, especially through the state of California, and then John's probably had experience with this, they really look towards regional projects. So like the earworm, which I don't even know what the acronym stands for now, it's something integrated water management program or something. A lot of
regional.
But it's all very regional based. So when they look at funding sources, they're combining, I think, San Luis County, Santa Cruz. I mean, it's a big region, and the funding agencies are really looking for regional concepts. So that may be another reason to keep regional in the initial concept is from a funding standpoint.
Well, and you have the new groundwater law has identified the basins that need to be managed, and Chorro Valley is a low priority right now, but it will at some point probably be managed. It could voluntarily be managed, and that facility will be a regional facility for the Chorro Valley. There's many ways that this comes into play in the region. It should be considered as one. Well, but for the scaling, I suppose these are, you know, engineering numbers, but 1 MGD, 1.25, and 1.5 are the scale.
Those are just for example purposes. Mm-hmm. I don't know right now we can say what those breakpoints would be. I think they're close, but
okay,
they would be sized appropriately for what comes out of the FMP.
Okay. And so the only thing I would add, and Bill, this goes to your point of leverage, that in the FMP proposal, either the consultant that does the work or whoever does the accounting has it allocated for costs, and that because we're now doing a scaled approach, that any scaling that we do because of Cayucas, they pick up 100% of those costs, not the 30-70 split or whatever the split is. So we're going to be incurring additional costs because of their decision, and should they come back to the table, they pay 100% of those additional costs.
I agree with the regional approach as well, John. And another element that the city should look at for the being that it's regional is not to dismiss the fact that we in the whole county have, and I've said this before, we have like Alseptic who trucks their that hazardous material outside the county. It's trucked into Santa Barbara or Soledad. And if we incorporate that ability to do that industrial waste into our facilities master plan, I think that brings in even more ability to get financing for a regional approach, especially when you start lacing in greenhouse gases and other mechanisms for saving. So I think the regional capacity, the numbers are up in the air because a lot of these numbers are based on a sewer system facilities master plan that was drafted by Wallace, which has issues in its own. But I think that what we need to do is really kind of focus that, you know, not so much, I understand what Bill's saying about the negotiation, but more so looking at the opportunity for Morro Bay to be able to handle not only its sewage but its expansion, and also bring in regional customers that aren't so obvious.
All right, so are we good on 1 and 2? Because we do have to watch the clock. Okay, number 3, are we all in agreement that this new facility should be owned and operated by the city of Morro Bay?
Yes.
Excellent. That was a fast one. Okay, establish rates now for legacy customers, and that's is that the current Prop 218 protest hearing that's on the street right now? The bullet number 4, establish rates for legacy customers. That's in process.
Somewhat. We don't have an outside user rate in our current rate process, so we've asked our
rate consultant to come up with what perhaps an outside user rate would
be the next one. That would be the next
one. Or presently outside user. Are you talking to somebody presently being tied in? Or?
Oh, yes. Or, sorry. Excuse me. Yes.
Okay.
You are correct.
So we're all
in the future?
No.
The existing outside
users.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so we're all good there that this Prop 218 is going to cover.
Barbara had a request.
No, I'll move the next one.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Then, on to the one we think we're talking about. Established rates now for future buy-in customers.
I have a problem with that because you don't know what your costs are until you're done building this facility. You could sit there and project out where you think you're going to be as a future buying cost, but whether you're trying to set an actual fee, even on the legacy customers, you're setting a fee now, but reality is after you build this, it might cost more, it might cost less, who knows. You're going to have to adjust accordingly.
Correct.
I think for the future, you can project something, but to actually try and set a fee.
Well, but it can be formula-based, mm-hmm. and the next bullet talks about that the cost is covering costs since January of 2013.
And I'd agree with that aspect.
So I think if it's a formula-based, that would be the recommendation, that some sort of formula-based cost recovery. And I think that you need to delineate, because future customers are both going to be urban infill mm-hmm. and then outside city limits.
That's one thing I don't understand, and this is my own ignorance maybe. I thought that Morro Bay had a set population that it can't exceed as part of their charter. Is that not correct?
We're not a charter city.
Or, I'm sorry, I thought there was something set.
No, there's measure F.
Measure F, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in there, 12.5 or something.
Oh, okay.
It's at 12,200. I'm not sure how that actually works, because there's probably, as we've discussed before, enough housing stock to probably
That's the part I never understood as part of your general plan as to whether how much more infill you allow as a result of that population cap. And like I said, it's my ignorance. I don't know your code that well.
So let me talk about inside the city limits, future customers as opposed to outside the city limits. We already have a mechanism for inside city limits expansion. You pay a system development charge or impact fee, which has been established, and will Barter Wells, as part of their task, was to review that fee, and they are making recommendations for that fee that we'll bring forward with our master fee schedule later on this year. So inside city, you pay that development impact fee and you're charged the rates. So it's pretty simple. Outside the city limits, the code talks about no customers outside the city limits, so we have some changes to make to the code, along with so one example would be, let's say in some world Cayucas becomes a customer of Morro Bay and they're going to pay a rate to us. We don't want their rate to be 100% flow based, because we've just sunk a huge amount of capital costs that are fairly fixed for 30 years. So they're going to have a fixed portion of their fee that they pay no matter what their flow rate is, and then a smaller flow rate portion.
Kind of like state water,
exactly.
Rob, one thing I see a problem with that is that if we have to charge that exorbitant rate to a new customer such as Cayucas, would they not have to go back to their own ratepayers for the 218 and ask for their blessing to pay that high rate? Or could they argue that, hey, we only want to pay for what it costs to treat it? I mean, they're going to have to sell this to the customers.
They might try to make that argument, but I don't think that argument makes sense, that they shouldn't have to pay, you know, a portion of those cap, that they're not just paying operating costs, because, for one thing, to move forward, before we move forward with some agreement with Cayucas, they are pledging their rates to build the facility and to pay the O&M. Because we won't get an SRF loan to build this larger facility without that to happen. So,
and establishing the rates now gives them the opportunity to do the analysis of a new plant on their own and all those ongoing costs, and paying in as a customer to a new plant.
couple.
And that, one last thing about rates. Now, that fixed cost that they will pay will probably have to adjust the longer they delay making their decision, because Morro Bay will have been paying for a portion of those fixed costs all along. So if they decide 4 years from now, it'll be a different amount than if they decided this year and start paying this year. There'll have to be some sort of catch-up provision if that.
Well, that's exactly
the. I can agree with the bullet point that it go back to the 2013 to try and fit
that fix. And that's a comment I had on Rob on the buy-in customers in consult in. Cooperation with a consultant on the rate. You can't necessarily predict what those rates are, but what you can do is set up the appropriate structure so that it's time phase based in. Somebody doesn't come in on the 11th hour and get the benefit of not paying that. And the second comment to Paul is the question about if Cayucas or any new customer makes the argument they're not going to pay for the capital sunk capital costs, then it seems to me that would be a direct violation of 218 in terms of requesting or asking Morro Bay citizens to subsidize somebody else's cost to date. So that should make that argument go away.
Good point. On
rates, when you're negotiating, let's say we're negotiating with Cayucas, you try to put yourself in their shoes and where their issues are. And this is a legitimate issue for the Cayucas on rates. And that's one of their biggest complaints is they don't know, as a customer only, what those rates will be and how they would deal with them. And I do think Morro Bay owes Cayucas some idea of what rates would be as a customer. And that would probably take a little sting away from this attitude of suspension of discussion. One thing that you can do it, I would ask, you look at the proposed sewer rates, and they're set up in non-residential sewer rates from Class A to E. And I would ask Bruce, what is the quality of the effluent coming from Cayucas? It's probably B, domestic strength.
I would say that it's mostly domestic strength. They don't have so much industry in Cayucas.
So in a letter or in some hard copy or some commitment in a city council resolution, you could tie it to maybe Class B. You don't want to tie it to hard dollars because there's too many unknowns. There's too many contingencies in the future between now and commissioning of the plant. But you could tie it to a class or what they could be being expected to pay in the future. And I think that they have to hang their hat on something to determine the feasibility of doing their own plant. And so I think that we do owe them how we would charge them. And
that's what we're saying here.
I would say Class B would be a typical, just say we will charge you Class B domestic strength sewer, non-residential sewer rates. And that could be an option. That would be the easiest way to approach it. And then what I would do is that I would put a deadline on that. And then as you go beyond, say, a milestone date of July 1st, 2015, you jump to Class C. And you go through it by another if they don't commit. If they don't commit by October 1st, you go to Class D. So they have an idea of there's a time pressure on them. It's going to cost them money if they don't make a decision, but they have a good idea of how much money it's going to cost them if they're a customer.
Well, it has to be tied back to the cost of service as well. You're willingly saying different types of spraying.
Well, this is based on cost of service.
No, you're showing different strengths.
You punish him with a higher rate for taking too long.
Well, it's going to cost more as you wait longer in the design process.
He's talked about we are going to address this. I think your concerns are going to be met in whatever rate proposal. The one thing I would add, and it was based on public comment, is it possible to address salts? Because if this water is going to be recycled and used for agriculture, there is a higher cost of removing the salts, and if we can't identify a surcharge for that from those users, similar to the strength here, and maybe that's the point of having these categories is addressing salts.
The strength is more related to biological treatment rather than dissolved solids, so it doesn't incorporate that. I think a more appropriate goal for salts is to remove the salts from getting into the system.
It's probably more cost effective.
Because it's much more cost effective to not allow that discharge to occur in the first place. Not to say that our goal is to put industry out of business in Morro Bay, but we would work with that industry to come up with an alternative disposal method. For example, there could be a dedicated brine line, let's say, or they might want to truck their brine to avoid commingling it with the wastewater that needs to go through that biological process and would ultimately go to reclaimed water. So I think the goal would be to encourage and work with industry to not have that waste stream in the system in the first place, and to work with our community on self-generating water softeners to encourage the community to look at another way to deal with that issue.
Okay, excellent.
To beat the dead horse, I think, on the rate issue. So the rates that have been established in our rate study also include our collection system. So it's probably a little bit high. Cayucas shouldn't have to pay for the maintenance of our collection system, nor our collection system.
Well, it's pretty obvious to me we haven't been charging them enough if they got $7 million in the bank.
As Bruce pointed out earlier, in their rates, they have a line item to fund depreciation. So Morro Bay traditionally has not funded depreciation in any of their financial policies. So that's good for Cayucas. That's a good thing that they've done is funded depreciation. So that's good that they've done that.
They have to take care of their own workers that handle their collection system just like we do.
Yes.
It's separate of the treatment plant, so it's not going to be exactly number B off your list because they're going to strip out the cost of our collection system.
Our collection system and our collection.
And add on the cost of their collection system.
Right, yeah. So it'll be something like that, but with a little math done.
Right.
And we're not going to do that math in this room because...
No,
but,
4:30.
But it would be a worthy endeavor.
Yes.
Okay, so but we're all good too. The key here also is that it's to capture costs since January 2013 when the Coastal Commission denied the joint project. Okay, excellent. We're making good progress. Release RFPs for environmental review and project management by the end of May.
I'm fine.
I think that's a worthy goal. And are you on track? Is that
yes.
feasible? Okay, fantastic. The next one I kind of think has already been done. You want to explain this one? I thought at the last meeting we did establish a subcommittee.
Yes, we established a two-person subcommittee to sit on the larger 10-person selection committee. I think what we're looking for, just a little, make sure that this is something that the committee felt comfortable with. If this is, so I guess the way I envision this working, we didn't write all this down, is the subcommittee and staff would come up with recommendations. That subcommittee and staff would present that after the interviews to the full water reclamation facility, who would make a recommendation to council for selection of the consultants.
Okay.
And I assume it's precluding the fact Cayucas is no longer involved.
Yes, we did an addendum that said no thank you.
Yeah.
So I would only offer the suggestion that we still possibly invite Cayucas to have a member on that if they want. If they're ultimately going to be a customer, that they have someone who can sit in an advisory role and understand what's going on.
Their resolution stated that they have withdrawn from all processes, and when we talked to their general manager and legal counsel, they have no desire to.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, reality, I've never been as a customer, had some say in how they run their
organization. Okay, that's fine. Are we up?
That cap right, $175K?
So that's the point where the city manager has authority up to that point. Beyond that, probably didn't need to throw that into this line item. But
are you looking at for the FMP to come in somewhere? Is that the engineer's budget?
No, I think it'll be. I think we'll be going to council. It'll be more, much more than that.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
But this, we're talking about some smaller contracts like.
Gotcha.
I won't make the joke. That's never mind. Thanks. John's in the room.
So it could be their option. We're not hard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Commit to a thorough review and consideration of all appropriate treatment technology in the FMP with the final decision to be resolved during the design build procurement process. Is that a reasonable commitment in the resolution to the council?
Yes. Motherhood,
council?
Mm-hmm. Apple pie.
Mm-hmm. All right, hearing no complaints, I'll move on. State that future governance, regardless of outside participation, will be a Morro Bay decision.
I'm not sure I understand the future governance part. Might be my...
I think it really is the same as number three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I mean...
Oh, governance of the plant.
Plant,
gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Not the city, which is still a Morro Bay only decision.
No, okay, good deal. I'm good.
All right. Next bullet is commit to completing an MOU for the potential purchase of the Rancho Colina site.
I assume that's fine as long as that fatal flaw theory stuff you're still working on.
Correct. It would leave opening for that.
Okay.
Kind of what the holdup on that was the... what was going to happen with the Cayucas in the mix, and now we can continue to work with the prospective site owner and get that finished.
Yeah, I think we need to get a jump on this. I think that we already have a blessing from the CCC about the site, so I like to see that.
I guess the only other thing I had real quick is this going to be a long-term lease? Is it going to be the purchase of Steve's property, or what's the plan as you're going forward?
I would anticipate it be a purchase of a portion of the property.
Physical purchase of the property.
Of the property. And it's still, until we complete CEQA, it's still, we can't complete a purchase agreement for it. It's basically an agreement to agree in the future, I think, is the way I see it, and sets up, you know, some of the negotiation points.
Oh, okay. Good deal. I'm good.
Great. Good. We're doing good. I'm going to slow down. Commit to processing. Just joking. Commit to processing an annexation request for the Rancho Colina site with LAFCO as soon as possible.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, that's part of the process and needs to happen.
I have a quick question. Does the county planning department get involved in anything about that annexation process?
Yes, we'll have to work with county planning. We don't make it in a vacuum between us and LAFCO, so there has to be discussions with county planning staff. We've talked in general terms about that with LAFCO and county planning staff, but haven't had detailed discussions yet with them.
Well, what's the process involving county planning? Do they have to rezone the property? Do they have to update their own general plan and LCP and get buy-in from the Coastal Commission for these changes? Because right now, their Coastal Plan does not permit this.
No.
And it specifically says if something like this were to occur, they must get Coastal Commission buy-in.
Right. I don't know.
When does that take place?
Thank you for that input. Yeah. I don't know the answers to that at this point in time, but we will be.
It's presently being used as a wastewater plant. I don't know what the zoning is, whether it's just open space or
A quick question. Back in 2000, I go back a few years here, 9 maybe, there was a meeting that was held at the city with the city council, and basically LAFCO had stripped a lot of sphere of influence from the city of Morro Bay. Is Rancho Colina one of those areas that was stripped?
I believe so.
You better believe it.
Okay. And is just out of curiosity, if there's a CEQA document required, is there any way of, would that be on a separate track, or could it be part of the bigger CEQA document?
I'll let John.
Yeah. Well, they're going to want to look at the whole thing. But what we have had some preliminary discussions with LAFCO staff. Conceptually, you know, this is not a unique thing. They've dealt with these kind of things before. I think the idea is, yes, they will need CEQA to have the annexation go through, but I think they can get pretty far if they know what the provision for services is. It's sort of a unique thing. This is services, so it's not exactly like a housing development. But in general, yeah, they're going to need that, but it wouldn't be a separate CEQA document to process.
Okay. Good. All right. We all good with the LAFCO process?
I'm okay with LAFCO, but I wanted to follow up on something that John had mentioned earlier. I would add a bullet. I would suggest saying something like, you know, being proactive and working with the regulatory agencies. I mean, they may have some suggestions for streamlining the permitting process. But instead of waiting, you know, and filling out the forms, actually, you know, meeting with them on a regular basis and being a little more proactive. And the Regional Water Quality Control Board, or actually the State Water Resources Control Board, has already mentioned to Morro Bay that once they fill out just the first part of the SRF loan application, just the very first part, they would be happy to assign somebody to work with Morro Bay to answer a lot of questions. So it would be like a state consultant.
So that's. Thank you, Jenny, for that. Let's save new bullets for the very end, so we make ensure we get through all these. But we'll talk about that one at the end. How about that? Because I want to make sure we get through all these first.
I have it on my list. So
perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Commit to the decommissioning of the existing wastewater treatment plant as soon as practicable.
Noble goal. I guess the question comes back to Cayucas, since they're part owners, and the fact I got a feeling they have some say in the decommissioning, as well as the cost of getting rid of the plant, I would venture to guess.
I think it's more to do with regulatory and getting an NPDES permit to continue with the 301H waiver and dumping into the ocean. I think that we should give them, there should be a time limit, that we're not going to go for another revolving door policy with 301H waivers. And we should give them, like, I think they go for 5 years, and I think that, I mean, we should be
standing. Well, when I'm talking decommissioning, I guess I'm also talking about restoration, so to speak, from the standpoint.
Well, we would be solely on board, probably, with restoration. I don't know if that's something we could talk about.
Well, it's part of their property. I'm not quite sure how you get around that.
Yeah, I believe that it's I was trying to avoid talking and thinking at the same time. So there will be some involvement with Cayucas no matter what happens with this project, because we are tied together at that existing facility. Some things we don't know. I'm not going to try to quote Rumsfeld. I tried that once and it didn't work.
Me too.
For me. But there are things that we don't know at this point yet. But I think this is, it's stated as a goal, not the details about how we actually accomplish these things. But, you know, as a goal to decommission the wastewater treatment plant as soon as practicable. I think that's a good goal.
No, we don't have a noble goal.
We don't have all this. We don't have all the steps on how we do that.
Yeah, so it's not sitting there like the power plant for
exactly.
10 years.
Yeah.
And it can turn into a park or something. But that's where, I mean, Cayuga shouldn't be responsible for turning it into a park, but baseline restoration to pre-existing conditions, yes, I think they would be on the hook for that.
But I think you're going too far down the line. I think if I was Bruce, I would be speaking up right now because my staff would be at the new site learning the new processes and trying to get it done in an efficient and optimal manner. And you're going to be de-staffing the existing wastewater treatment plant as soon as possible because you want your people, your good people up there at Colina, right involved, right up to their eyeballs in this commissioning process.
If we were to play something out where Cayucas wasn't quite ready to leave it, yet they were building their own facility, I would expect that they would provide operations staffing to...
I would put them on notice.
...run that facility.
You have to put them on notice, yeah.
So one thing I would like here to add, and this is important to me, so I want to talk about it, is I would like the resolution to direct staff to work with the Coastal Commission as soon as possible on an LCP amendment that states something to the effect that once a new wastewater treatment plant is online, the existing plant cannot be utilized for treatment or any future treatment of any kind. And the LCP amendment doesn't have to get into the details of future use, but just clearly establishing, and I think Coastal Commission, based on their decision in 2013, would be very amenable to this, just making a single subject LCP amendment that lets everybody know that building a new plant, remodeling, updating, doing anything there, if a new plant's built somewhere else, that's a no-go. And to have staff do that as quickly as possible with the Coastal Commission.
Well, I can agree with that. I guess the question, John, I don't understand, to be honest. I don't deal with the Coastal Commission. I'm not that familiar with the processes. But if Cayucas chooses to keep going there, while they may get fined, I assume they could still go there.
Well, they would have to do some sort of remodeling, and that would be subject to a permit that the LCP would say you can't do that. Yeah, so when they do this, and it's very fair to Cayucas because when they do their alternatives analysis, they will know that that's not an option. They'll be looking elsewhere.
I think that, John, you hit the nail on the head right there because right now one of the priorities is the LCP general plan that the Planning Commission and the City Council are doing, and they got grant funding from the Ocean Protection Council to help with that LCP, and I think that is an excellent point that you made.
If I had it my way, all resources would go to doing this as soon as possible.
I think you're right. And it gives Morro Bay a very good negotiating chip.
I knew we'd get there.
They agreed.
So is that something we can all support and send a very strong recommendation to the City Council?
Good idea.
Okay, this next one we have to ask Bruce to leave the room.
Is there a wage cut involved?
We are spending... have spent over the past couple of years $1.5 million-ish?
Yeah, that's a good estimate.
$1.5 million on the existing wastewater treatment plant.
Is that our share or
total?
So 30% is being paid for by Cayucas?
Yeah. On keeping that existing plant operating and meeting its permit obligations. Much of that was spent because of the many years of deferred maintenance while we were working on the former project. So there was things that needed to be done to keep the plant going. One of the goals should be is to minimize those costs as much as I'm going to use the word practicable again.
Don't plant that's one flowers. Of my least.
Yeah.
No slurry sealing the area there.
Yeah, things like that. That's exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to make things last for 20 years. We need to keep it lasting for 5 years. That's why I asked Bruce to leave the room. Because
it's not in his style, is it?
We're not 100% in agreement staff-wise with what minimum level of improvements are.
Well,
what constitutes with, it.
Yeah, what constitutes
what's
that?
What's a Band-Aid?
We all sleep at different levels. Yeah,
does this mean that you're also going back to deferred maintenance posturing again? Is that what we read in this?
We'll do this every year with the budget, is look at those major maintenance and repair projects and see if they're really necessary to keep those in the budget, depending on where we are with this new project. So we'll be making that evaluation every year.
On a note that I feel that is, I'm not familiar where the budget goes on this, but one of the most important areas that I think that we need to address in the wastewater treatment plant and collections thing together is the personnel. We have some very qualified people out there. And to me, I feel that we need to reevaluate, and part of this budget, part of the keeping the treatment plant going, is reevaluating the wages of the workers at this time. Because a lot of these guys that are first responders living within 20, they're required to live within 20 minutes of Morro Bay or Cayucas, or well, Cayucas too, because they use our their collection guys. But their wages in that budget, I think we should take a look at, reevaluate it, and look at like average coastal wages for the whole coast of California and put them up to snuff, so we don't lose good people when we start doing our move as well. Because I think that, like, I know of at least a couple guys that are spending like almost half their wages just for rent to be able to live within a 20 minutes. So we need to address that issue as well. That's more of a social issue, but I think it's laced into this budget.
Thank you, Richard. All right, anyone else? Does anyone have any issues with minimizing spending?
No.
We're all ratepayers, so that makes sense. Oh, yeah. I was looking over this way. I wasn't looking that way. All right, our last staff-included bullet. Emphasize that scalability and phasing of the water recycling facility is important not only for possible external customers like the CSD, but also for possible increased flows due to revitalization of some Morro Bay areas, such as the downtown power plant, and looking towards possible development of undeveloped and unincorporated areas.
And that kind of relates to bullet two. I don't think it's really so much as a separate item. We needed to put this report together in a hurry, mm-hmm. so not a lot of editing time on it. So
I think that makes sense.
I think that fully relates to, and as we structure our proposed council resolution, we'll roll some of these items okay. together.
So we had, for new bullets, Jenny proposed the first one, which was to work with the permitting agencies and financing agencies as soon as possible to get feedback from them, and I think that's a reasonable component. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I've got another one. I don't hear a firm deadline for participation of Cayucas, and I think that this subjective idea of moving back and forth from here till the middle of 2016 is unacceptable, and I think that you need to have a deadline to where the process for the various documents and design criteria must be settled, and I think you have to come up with a firm date. I don't know what that would be. Maybe it's June 2015. That's what I would do anyway, but I don't think that you can go to the middle of 2016 allowing Cayucas not to make a commitment one way or the other.
I'm going to disagree. Especially June of 2015. They just gave you the thing 2 weeks ago, and we're talking a month away from now. The problem I have with setting a deadline is, what if they don't meet the deadline? Then what? You still have a plant that they'll need to use or somehow figure it out. You still have the problem exist. I think the fact of the matter, if it's contained in the fact that if they come in at a later time, they've got to catch up all their costs, and you move forward in that basis. We've already spoke to the fact it's a regional facility.
And the regional, I hear, is the CSD. I mean, we could talk about a few smaller outside users and things of that nature, but I think at the end of the day, I'm not as dead set on setting a deadline at this point in time of, you know, you show up or you're out. I just respectfully disagree on that.
Well, wouldn't the deadline be the design-build contract?
That would be one deadline. I don't think, thinking about it, that there really is a deadline. It just costs them more the further they go out. So let's say the plant is built and we're operating it, and they've bought a package plant that they don't want to deal, or they've leased a package plant that they don't want to work with anymore. Would we say no if they offered to build the capacity? We would have probably conditions.
What if they say we don't want to pay?
Then they don't come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that this decision by Cayucas is a clear shot over the bow that we should be treating them at. We're under a defunct joint powers agreement right now, anyway, so to speak, right? So we should be treating them like a customer right now. And I want to stress the importance of us taking control of any flow measuring devices that are directly tied to the citizens being built in Morro Bay. And that means Lift Station 5 with those flow meters. We need to take over that facility and just, if they can make a decision, they can take all, as long as they want. As long as we're dealing with the risk management and we're dealing with the flow of sewage coming through our town. There's got to be some compensation for that risk. I mean, you know, you can't just like say, hey, you know, you got it. That's your problem. You know, there's other federal issues like NPDES, easements and outfalls and all these other issues that they've opened up for themselves. So we need to look at the risk that especially North Morro Bay is taking, just having that sewage come through there.
So are there any other bullets that we've missed that need to be added, Dale?
Are you going to add that LCP as a bullet?
Absolutely. I saw them writing. That's what we're going to take action on here, because we're going to need a motion, I believe, and vote on this. But we just went through the list. I saw them taking notes. This is on AGP, so they can watch it later and see what we talked about. We didn't make too many modifications, really, at the end. The major one was the LCP.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to incorporate for the City Council's resolution what was brought up today with the addition of, I think there was three extra bullet points in addition to what was on this existing sheet.
Maybe ask Rob to summarize the two or three extra bullets.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So we have proactively work with the regulatory agencies, and then we have work with the Coastal Commission on an LCP amendment in regards to once the new plant is online, the existing site cannot be used for wastewater treatment purposes. And then we have the Mr. Woodson's addition, create a firm deadline for the CSD. Those were the three that I heard. Ask for consensus on that one or not. So
we'll vote on it separately for now. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, because we can talk about it a little. We'll have time to talk about it a little bit more.
So the first two.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the motion. Do we have a second?
So your motion was to for the first two additions, and
the
then
first
we're...
two. Okay. That's correct.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
Are you sure that I think we were saying two things in regards to the LCP. One, it sounds like you're saying that once the new plant is online, it can no longer be used for wastewater treatment. But we've also been discussing the fact that Cayucas may be in a situation where they're building someplace else, but they're going to need another year to use the plant. And what I thought I heard John say is that the LCP amendment would, that it's not, there's no option for upgrading or making improvements to the existing facility once our new plant is online. So I guess what I'm wondering, if, are we saying that we're shutting it off and so they no longer have that option?
Yeah.
Or so we're, that's the question. Because we have discussed a couple of things.
They said they could do this in 3 years. Is that correct in their JPA meeting?
I believe 3 years on the outside,
and we're looking at five.
Correct.
So they should be done before us.
All right.
That's their plan.
Okay. Motion, yeah, for the two.
And I second it.
Okay, so all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Okay, let's, while we have some time, talk about a hard deadline. Do you want to discuss a little bit more, Bill, what you're thinking?
Well, if I was negotiating with Cayucas and they said that they wanted a little more time and they have not made any payment up to now since we've been in this process since for 2 years, and we've got what, $600K committed sunk cost already, and
just they, shy of, yes,
okay, $590, and they have made no commitment in any way, shape, or form that they feel that they owe that 35% of that. How would you go about collecting that money if they are in a quasi gray area up through 2016, that 600K is going to get well over $1 million plus. And they say we're going to proceed on our own. You'd have to go to court, it seems to me, to get that money. And so the sooner the deadline, the less exposure to Morro Bay and the residential ratepayers for excessive costs that Cayucas rightfully should be paying. And so that's why I'm for a very hard date, and sooner the better, on a deadline for Cayucas in or out. And I don't think that they should be able to play this cat and mouse game indefinitely, or at least say for a year and a half. So that's my argument for a hard deadline for Cayucas in or out, and the sooner the better. Paul?
An approach I would take, it's much like with dealing with a contractor. You don't necessarily you have to do this now, but I'm telling you how much time you have left in your contract. You can tell by periodic notices to Cayucas, we're at the stage in the game, and this is what your cost buy-in will be. Keep them on track. We're not telling you to do anything, but we're telling you this is where we're at, and this is what it's going to cost you. 2 months later, all of a sudden, we're in design build. Now we're in this phase. If you want buy-in, this is what it's going to cost you. Don't say you have to do anything. Just tell you this is where we are, and this is what you have to do now to get in. By the time you go to construction, you tell Cayucas, by the way, we're going to construction. If you want buy-in now, this is what it's going to be. Don't tell them they have a deadline, but just tell them in different phases. This is the escalating cost that you are now being faced with. The longer you wait, mm-hmm. the more.
No,
these
I agree with
come,
that.
But don't give
each
them
one of those are deadlines. Each one
well,
of those.
We don't know what those times are. Just say that when we hit that trigger point, we will notify them this is occurring right now.
But let them know. You have to let them know.
The point is to keep the type advised when we are at a different process of the
The way you first put it out, Bill, it felt like you cannot get in here after June 2015.
No.
You're totally excluded. You're out of the park.
But they have to know the rules, see? They have to know the rules and what these milestones are and what these costs are going to be.
Well, we're helping set those rules with our recommendations on this resolution.
But if you look at the number 6 bullet point 2, we already discussed the fact that anybody, future customer comes in, is going to go back and cover all costs back to 2013.
Well, they haven't agreed to that.
Well,
but that helps them make their decision.
Yeah.
That helps them make their decision on how to move. They have a lot of work to do, in my opinion.
We need to notify them of these dates and this cost in some formal manner, not subjective. But
may I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
So one of the items that you did approve was establish rates now for future buy-in customers.
That
would be the point where we would set at certain milestones, these are the components that you have to buy into. I think that's how we would address that issue. I like Paul's suggestion on that.
I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so and is there a motion to include this or not? Just, well, because I don't want to go past
and
five.
And there was one more thing I think I heard but didn't hear resolved. Should we advise CSD at those times where we're at and tell them, here's what it would cost at that time?
Yes, that's what absolutely. Yeah. Basically give them an update.
But do we have the capabilities
formally
giving them those costs? Yeah. An allocation of those costs?
As we move forward, we'll have better information
on the best of our ability.
Those costs will continue to firm up as till we get to the end of construction, and then we'll know exactly what it costs.
So is there a motion on that?
I could agree
with it. And formally, is the word formally in there? I think it should be in writing.
Make a motion.
Well, I make a motion that we have a series of set dates of where there will be an accumulation of costs of the project and formal notification of Cayucas of the costs at those points for their buy-in, and that's all I have.
Okay. Is there a second?
I can second it.
Okay. That sounds good. And this is just a recommendation to the City Council. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
None? Okay, great. I think we worked through that in time. Can you believe it? So any closing comments in the next minute and a half by anybody?
Yes.
In less than 10 seconds.
Less than, because I don't think we can go past five.
Or we'll make a motion
to
go past five.
Okay.
All right.
When are we going to have the next meeting?
It's on here next.
Okay.
So just very quickly, and this is directed at Rob. There was an article in the paper today on the Paso plant that was built at a cost of $49 million over 2 years with a 40-year life expectancy. In the event any citizens are asking for our input on that or how are they doing that so quickly, is there any, you know, very high-level rebuttal we can, you know, why ours is going to cost considerably more besides maybe the obvious? No, I mean, is there any
There's was an expansion of an existing facility,
okay, versus
and it
the
was
move.
In the works for quite a long time
okay.
before they got to this point.
And it wasn't a move. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions? With that, we're going to adjourn this meeting till June 10th, 2015 at 3 p.m. here. See you then. Thank you, everyone.